Representative Richard Hanna is one of more than 230 congressmen speaking out against a proposed change to the Clean Water Act by the Environmental Protection Agency. He says it would mean farmers in New York will face additional red tape and more fines. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
Eric Bailing's orchard in Mexico has been in business since 1947. Throughout the year, his farm grows apples, pumpkins, and other produce. He says that a proposal by the EPA changing how it defines navigable waters would burden farmers like him. Under the proposals, water that collects temporarily in fields or ditches would be subject to the same protections as lakes and streams that can be navigated by boats. He says farmers are among the last people who need more federal regulations telling them how to care for the earth.
We as growers, I mean, obviously I want to grow the best food, but I also want to be able to pass it on to my sons and daughters, and to that end, I will make sure that we take care of the land, we take care of the waters that we have to our benefit in this area.
Congressman Hanna says that adding these new regulations would cripple the agriculture business. Farmers would have to apply to the EPA for permits to farm or fertilize land considered navigable waters.
Now they want to say that the ditch in front of this farm is essentially a navigable waterway. The water off the roof puddles in your yard. It's a way of saying, I think, on their part, that anything that's wet somehow winds up in the ocean, and therefore they want to control it.
Nancy Weber, president of the Oswego County Farm Bureau, says the federal government is attempting to fix a problem that doesn't exist here.
New York's waters are so good in comparison to many places, not only in this country, but around the world. We pride ourselves, especially in agriculture, we pride ourselves in keeping the water clean.
Hanna says the fines the EPA could levy if the law is changed have the potential to put some small farmers out of business. In Mexico, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.